Ladies and gentlemen, now taking the pin are your Mycelia Rawhide. In right field, Johan Reynolds. In center field, Anderson Rojas. In left field, Daniel Zanabria. At first base, Devin Contesello. At second base, Manuel Pena. The shortstop, Juan Cornel. At third base, Jose Fernandez. Behind the plate, Kenton, Christian Sherman. And tonight's starting pitcher, number 20, Ricardo Young. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to honor America. And for those who can rise and stand, time now for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America, the flag hanging proudly above the right field fence. Ladies and gentlemen, to sing the Star-Spangled Banner, Mr. Ron Cotier.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we'd watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say can you, does the Star-Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Ron, for the national anthem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party,
good evening and
rewards.
Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill here, and thank you for joining us tonight for game five of the six-game series against the San Jose Giants. I'm sorry I started laughing. I looked up and I saw Lorenzo and Carrasco still on the line with his hat on. I'm trying to see what's going on. Usually it looks like a standoff, and that's exactly what's happening. Jose Ramos.
Kick off the game. We got
still standing there.
Play ball game.
Usually you see this happening with the bullpen pitchers, but instead we have two players near the dugouts that are doing this. One a starting pitcher, Encarnacion, and the other an infielder, Jose Ramos. We'll see who loses this. We'll keep you updated. But right now, Ricardo Young is on the mound for the Rawhide, finishing up his warm-up pitches. He will be the starting pitcher today for the Rawhide. 0-6 on the year with a 3.61 ERA. And here's the lineup for the Giants that he'll be facing. Leading off in center field is Turner Hill, followed by the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the first baseman, Matt Higgins. In the cleanup spot, the shortstop, Anthony Rodriguez, followed by the third baseman, Thomas Gavello. Batting sixth behind the plate is Zach Morgan, followed by the designated hitter, Andrew Cachel. Batting eighth in right field, P.J. Hilson. And batting ninth in left is Alexander Suarez. On the mound today for the Giants is Hayden Winya. Well, the Rawhide already have their first win of the day. Encarnacion won that standoff. After the national anthem, Encarnacion was the last one to move. Ramos moved first. So the Rawhide have already won today. Let's see if they can go 2-0 for the evening. Ricardo Young ready on the mound. He's facing Turner Hill, batting from the left side. The first pitch.
First pitch of the game brought to you
and it misses outside, ball one.
In the corners of the East since 2002.
First pitch is at 7:05. Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. misses in. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is David Sabal. And on the bases is Tatum Littleton. Lights are on already at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-0 misses inside. Ball three. Catching for Yon today, Christian Cerda. Third baseman, Jose Fernandez. The shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, Gavin Contesello. The pitch is a strike at the knees. 3-1 count. In the outfield, in left, it's Donier Sanabria. Center fielder, Anderson Rojas. And in right field, it's Johan Benitez. Wind blowing out to right. 3-1 to Hill. High ball four. Hill draws a leadoff walk to start off the ball game. Rawhide fell to the Giants yesterday by four runs.
Diego Velasquez.
Are 0-4 on the series. Rawhide 19-36 this season. San Jose the exact opposite, 36-19. Here's Diego Velasquez batting from the left side. Nobody out. Runner on first is Hill. This is Velasquez's first game back since he was hit on his left knee in game one. He squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side, but it's foul. So Velasquez, he was hit actually in that exact same scenario where he squared to bunt. Because he moves his hip completely forward, he's unable to get out of the way, and he got hit in his left knee. His back knee was removed from the game. And he was actually in the lineup. It was 2 days ago. The pitch comes in, gets by Cerda, allows Hill to advance 90 feet. He's on second now. So again, Velasquez was in the lineup on Thursday night, but then he was a late scratch, still dealing with, I guess, some tenderness in that knee. But back in the lineup today as a second baseman. One ball, one strike. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Velasquez batting 325 this season. He has two home runs and 36 RBI. 1-2 from Yon. Hard line drive through into right field, a base hit. Hill will be held at third as Benitez gets it in. First hit of the day. It's from Velasquez. Runners on the corners.
Now batting first baseman, number 10, Matt Higgins.
Matt Higgins comes to the plate batting from the left. Still nobody out. Higgins batting 291 this season. Yesterday he was 1-for-3 with an RBI single and walked twice. First pitch to him is a strike at the knees. Infield shading slightly to the right. They are at double play depth. On third is Hill, on first Velasquez. Yon delivers, run takes off for second, and there's no throw from Cerda, and Velasquez actually faked going to second. Took a hard three steps and then stopped. He fooled me, did not fool Cerda. One more. 0-2. Inside, low in the dirt, nice stop by Cerda. This is Yon's 10th start of the season. He's thrown 42 innings for the Rawhide. Just 20 years old. He'll turn 21 in November. Runner takes off for real this time as the pitch misses outside. No throw from second. Two runners in scoring position. Velasquez has now his 8th stolen base of the season. And Yon steps off. Yon, 6'4", 180 pounds. The right-handed pitcher was signed as a free agent out of the Dominican Republic in 2021. 2-2. Foul tipped, and it is caught by Cerda. He holds on to it. for the first out of the inning and the first strikeout of the day. A nice breaking ball from Yon. Every strikeout thrown by a Rawhide pitcher is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. Here's Anthony Rodriguez batting from the left side. Swings. Hard hit ball to the second baseman. Pania can't handle it. One run will score. Here comes Velasquez, the throw to the plate. He misses the plate and he's off. He's out of the baseline, and now they're saying he's out, but Rodriguez moved to second. We're going to go through that one again. Hard hit ball. Pania had to move to his glove side, was unable to handle the ball. It went into right field. Hill scored. Velasquez tried to score from second. The throw beat him there. Nice throw from Benitez. And Cerda honestly missed the tag, but Velasquez, as you can see if you're watching with us, tried to kind of juke out Cerda, but he was called out of the base path, so he was automatically out. Cerda was still trying to tag him, and because of that, Rodriguez able to go to second on the play. The pitch is fouled off, out of play by Gavello. There are two outs. And they're giving that an error on Pena, by the way, his 11th error of the season. The pitch misses outside. One oh count. The pitch is swung on and missed. So it is a 1-0 ball game. Giants lead 1-1 count, two down. The runner on second is Rodriguez. Yon checks the runner, now steps off, but no one's covering second. Rodriguez goes back to the bag. Gavello batting 268 this season. 27 RBI. Runner in scoring position now for him. The pitch. Low and outside, a 74-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Two-one, low and in. Yon, despite being 0-6 on the season, he's not pitched terribly. Again, his ERA is only 3.61. Pickoff attempt at second. It's almost thrown into center, but Corniel able to snag it. That is the second disengagement in this at-bat by Yon. Three balls, two strikes. By the one, 81 degrees here in Visalia, but 9-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to right. And the umpires are going to get together. Maybe they're talking about if that was the third disengagement from Yon. I think they were actually double checking the count. And it is a 3-2 count. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around on a breaking ball. Gavello strikes out for the final out of the inning. The Giants do score a run. 1-0 ball game going into the bottom half of the first. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Chat about your options.
When you trust your business to your local Valley Strong Credit Union, you always have somewhere to turn. Your payroll, credit, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong.
So it goes, your service series done by Spirit Radio, my city's local Christian radio station. It's Military Appreciation Night. Thanks to Spirit Radio, 88.9 FM, KDVU, or rather KDUV FM. Tonight's game features a giveaway of Rawhide Beach Town, courtesy of Toyota, the official automotive partner of the Valley City Rawhide. The first 500 fans received a voucher valid for tonight's giveaway item. Vouchers can be redeemed in Rawhide Guest Services after the fifth inning. Well, the Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest, strongest cowbell, located behind the Aquia Health Grandstand. On the third base time, it's now time to check it out. Jeremy, check him out on the video board. That's Jeremy right there with the largest cowbell in America. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Oh, he's going to give it a ring. All right, there's a Thorey hammer hits. Thank you, Jeremy.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is for cowbell.
All right, let's head to the bottom half of the first inning. Leading off with the Vice Savior Rawhide. Second baseman, number 15, Manuel Pena.
Giants lead 1-0. Bottom half of the first inning. First pitch to Manuel Pena. Line towards right center field. That's definitely going to get down. Bounces all the way to the wall. Pena goes for a second. He's thinking about three. The center fielder now picking it up. Oh, Pena probably could have made third, but he held up. The throw from the center fielder, Hill, was strong, but quite frankly, it was kind of thrown like a pop-up.
It wasn't exactly thrown on a line, but
would have been a close play. There's no need to advance to third, especially when you're down a run. You want to get the game started for your offense. Probably would have been a close play. But Pena has the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. He's standing on second with his sixth double of the year. Rojas squares to bunt, gets it down, but it's fouled behind the plate. Hayden Winya on the mound for the Giants. Winya, 6'9", 220 pounds, left-handed pitcher from Iowa. Left versus left matchup, infield shifting to the right. The third baseman, Gavella, was in case Rojas bunts again. 0-1, he pops it up in the infield right side. First baseman Higgins calls for it, makes the catch. One away.
Now batting for the Rawhide.
Here's Christian Cerda.
Number 23.
One away, runner in scoring position with the Rawhide trailing by one. Catching for Winya today is Zach Morgan. First pitch. Ground ball, third base side. It is a fair ball. Gavello throws to first. It's in time. Pena goes to third on the throw. Two down. Gavello didn't have a whole lot of time to check the runner back. Because of that, Pena knew it was going to be a long throw, and he took off.
Hitter number 10, Christian Robinson.
Here's Christian Robinson batting from the right side. Two outs, runner on third. Robinson has had the last few days off. He did play in game one of this series. Pitch to him, misses high. Let's finish off the defensive alignment before I talk about Robinson. Again, at third is Gavello. Shortstop, Anthony Rodriguez. Second baseman, Diego Velasquez. And at first is Matt Higgins. From left to right in the outfield, Alexander Suarez, Turner Hill, and P.J. Hilson. 1-0. Swung on and missed, 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball. One-one. Swung on and missed, strike two. So again, Robinson joined the Rawhide last week on Tuesday in Lake Elsinore. He played in every single game then and then played this last Tuesday. Since then, he's had 3 days off. 1-2. popped up in the infield. Second baseman Velasquez with his heels in the outfield. Grass makes the catch to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position, and they still trail by one. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Ricardo Yon on the mound for his second inning of work. Zach Morgan batting from the right. He fouls off the first pitch he sees. 1-0 ball game, the Giants lead. Both teams have one hit today. Rawhide have committed an error so far. It is All-American Saturday brought to you by Budweiser. Every All-American Saturday we wear our Combat Veterans Hope jerseys. The pitch is fouled off into the glove of Cerda. So those camo jerseys that you see in black and white in the front, it says Rawhide with their number on the front, and in the back their numbers are in black. And of course the cream colored pants with black socks, and the Rawhide are wearing their black hat with the red V. Giants are wearing again their gray pants with the black and orange jerseys. 0-2, breaking ball outside, count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Popped up into shallow left field. Corniel goes back. Sanabria did not see it well off the bat. He didn't move in at all. Leadoff single for Morgan. I don't know if Sanabria had a good jump, if he would have been able to make the catch. It might have required a dive. Sanabria usually plays right field when he's in the outfield. He'll be in right or at first base. Now batting from the right side is Andrew Cachel. Cachel is the designated hitter today. So Sanabria has played left field this season. This is his fifth start there. The pitch is inside and gets by Cerda. Morgan advances to second. I think there was a lot of movement on that ball that got by Cerda. Runner in scoring position now. Nobody out. So not only is it All-American Saturday, it's also Military Appreciation Night presented by Spirit Radio. 1-0, strike on the outside corner. And with that, if people use the promo code ACVH at checkout, they would have received $1 off every ticket, and $2 from every ticket would have been donated to a Combat Veterans Hope. The pitch is popped up into deep left field. Sanabria goes back in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Morgan thought about tagging, but he decided not to. He took a good hard few steps, maybe about a third of the way towards third, and decided to go back. One down, runner still on second. P.J. Hilson now bats from the right side. One away, still a runner in scoring position with the Giants leading 1-0. Hilson batting 221 this season. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Oh, 01. Ground ball up the middle. Corniel has it. Keeps his feet moving towards first. It's just in time to retire Hilson for the second out. Morgan takes third. Two away, runner on third, and Alexander Suarez steps to the plate, batting from the right.
Alexander Suarez.
Yon, glove at the belt, now delivers another breaking ball that's low. The pitch is lined towards right field. It gets down in front of Benitez. RBI single for the number 9 batter. Suarez drives in Morgan. 2-0, the Giants lead. Well-placed ball down the right field line. And now the leadoff man, Turner Hill, comes to the plate. He did walk on 5 pitches in his first at-bat and scored the first run of the game for the Giants. Pitch from Yanni, squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a ball. Again, Yon has thrown 42 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 53 while walking 19. 1-0, inside ball 2, infield is shifting to the right. Yon has a fastball, a changeup, and a slider. He tends to throw his breaking balls quite often. His slider has a lot of movement, and he tends to throw it, I don't want to say necessarily for a strike, but pretty close to the plate. I've made this comparison probably every start, so this will be the 10th time now, but Ricardo Yon really does remind me of Diomede Sierra, just a right-handed version of him, where they both have that crazy sweeping slider that's really good, although Yon's slider, I think, is a little bit slower than Sierra's, but it's more accurate. Sierra's last year, you did not know where it was going. J.J. DeRozio kind of became the catcher for Sierra, and we had a lot of day games on a Tuesday, and J.J. would tell me, I do not like catching Sierra with sunglasses because it's already so hard to see where that ball is going. That pitch is a strike. So when you include that it's a day game at 11 a.m. and J.J. has sunglasses on in this ball where you have no idea where it's being pitched to, he did not enjoy those Tuesday morning or afternoon games. 2-1, runner takes off for a second. It's a strike, and Cerda does not release the ball. He faked a throw. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Another stolen base. That is Hill's 7th stolen base. Beg your pardon, Suarez's 6th stolen base this season. Looking at the wrong person in my scorebooks, it's Hill who's at the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Line towards left center field. Rojas comes over and makes the catch as he loses his hat. But that ends the inning. Giants pick up another run. They lead 2-0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Gavin Contasello leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom half of the second inning. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Giants lead 2-0. Winya, the lefty, back on the mound. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Winya kicks the 0-2. Swung on. Ground ball diving as the first baseman. Higgins can't get to it. Contasello has a leadoff single. Higgins diving to his right in the 3-4 hole. It looked like he might have tapped it with his glove, but he's unable to make the play. Good effort by the first baseman. Contasello has the second hit of the day for the Rawhide. Here's Johan Benitez batting from the right side. He's a switch hitter for the Rawhide. Pitch from Winya misses high. Contasello takes off the pitch, is swung on and missed strike one. It gets by the catcher, but it will be a stolen base for Contasello, his seventh of the season. I thought maybe Benitez fouled it off by the way the catcher Morgan wasn't able to make the play, but just crazy movement from Winya. 1-1 count, runner in scoring position for the Hyde. The pitch is outside, ball two. Benitez, one of the newest members on the team. He joined the Rawhide on Tuesday. Did make it in time for the picture day that we had for all the newcomers. Make sure they have their headshot up on the video board as the pitch misses low, ball three. Turns out we had Benitez's picture wrong on the video board yesterday, though, and I did notice it about halfway through the game. I said that looks a lot more like Del Pozo than Benitez, and this is a perfect segue into a topic that I've been wanting to talk about and didn't know how to just exactly, because Benitez has one of the best afros I've seen here on a Visalia team in my 5 years here. And the way that I wanted to describe it is it looks like Randall's dad from This Is Us. The pitch misses high, ball four. It's a walk drawn by Benitez. Runners on first and second with nobody out. But I know the demographic of people who watch This Is Us, and it's maybe 5% of you listening or watching. Mainly probably the moms of the players or the sisters, girlfriends, wives who might be watching that show. And I was talking to Dawson, right, our video board care coordinator, graphics person. He's the one who makes the graphics for our video board. And he told me, well, it reminds me of an afro of NBA players from the 70s and 80s. And I said, that's the hairstyle that people are going to understand. Not me saying he looks like Randall's dad from This Is Us. So that's the best way to describe Benitez's hair. He's the runner on first. He just walked. On second is Gavin Contasello, and Jose Fernandez is now batting from the right side. Nobody out. Runners on first and second with the Rawhide trailing by two. First pitch to Fernandez, fouled off right side.
By the way, fans, that's a Portisubs prize ball. Take it to the general store to get a coupon from Portisubs.
Oh, one is in, 1-1 count. Infield at double play depth. Now field shading to the right against Fernandez, who's batting 237. One, one, low ball two. Southpaw sets, glove at the belt, he kicks. Swung on and missed, count is 2-2. When he is 3-1 with a 4.20 ERA, this is his 14th appearance, but only his fifth start of the year. Throwing 30 innings of work for the Giants. 2-2, low in the dirt, bouncing in front of the plate, good stop by Morgan. In his 30 innings of work, he has struck out 40 while walking 11. Payoff pitch, lines right to the third baseman. Condicello slides back safely to second. So does Benitez. So one down, runner still on first and second as Donier Sanabria comes to the plate.
Andrew Blight is the left fielder, number 9. Donier Sanabria.
Sanabria, the left fielder today. Left versus left matchup. Pitch to him. Popped up, but it will reach the grandstands behind home plate.
Once again, that's a bonus. Shots, prize ball taken. Ballot score, team score, pick up a coupon. Free sandwich for bonus.
One count, the pitch. He tries to check his swing, but he goes around on a breaking ball. 0-2 count, and Sanabria calls for time. On second is still Conticello, and on first is Benitez. Oh, 2, low in the dirt, ball one. Infield shading to the right at double play depth. Wenya kicks. Condicello takes off for third. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three, but Condicello is safe at third base, and Benitez takes off for second. He's safe there, no throw. Sanabria does strike out on a high fastball, but two runners are in scoring position now for Juan Corniel. Corniel, a switch hitter, batting from the right side. Runner on third, Conticello. On second is Benitez. He's fixing his belt. And now is ready on second base. Infield shading to the right against Corniel. He's batting 214 on the year. Two outs. Rahai down by two. The pitch is foul tipped into the glove. Morgan popped up looking like he was going to throw to third, but he's unable to hold on to the ball. The pitch, line towards right field. Hilson goes back. He's in front of the warning track and ends the inning. Rawhide strand two runners in scoring position. They still trail by two as we go into the third. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
it comes to trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Moving to top half of the third inning. Step into the plate. Second baseman, Diego Velasquez.
Top of the third inning, Diego Velasquez takes a strike at the letters. Ricardo Yon is back on the mound. Giants lead 2-0. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. Count is 0-2. Last time that Yon pitched, it was a week ago in Lake Elsinore. He was not a part of the decision. Gave up 2 earned runs off of 4 hits in 5 2/3 innings. Struck out 2, walked 3. And Yon has not given up more than 3 runs in a game. The pitch is fouled off, though he's done it a few times. Twice. Only once has he not allowed an earned run. He's never shut out a team before. 0-2. Misses outside ball 1. But really, if you look at Yon's stats, despite being 0-6, he's been throwing really well for the Rawhide. I enjoy watching him play. Just for whatever reason, on Saturdays when he's pitching, he's not getting the run support. The pitch misses in. Ball 2. I mean, I mentioned he hasn't given up more than 3 earned runs, but he's also hasn't given up more than 3 unearned runs. So every time he leaves the ball game with the team only at 3 on the board, the pitch is lined into center field, just out of reach of Corniel. Velasquez has a leadoff single. This is the third consecutive inning that the Giants have had the lead off man on.
First baseman, Matt Higgins.
Matt Higgins now bats from the right side. Infield shifting to the right. Higgins has struck out swinging today. The pitch fouled off out of play. Yon, after he was signed in 2021, played in the Dominican Summer League. Then last year he spent all year in Arizona. And then found himself on the opening day roster for the Rawhide this year. 0-1 is in. 1-1 count. Rawhide have a 6-man rotation, so Yon has become the Saturday night pitcher. The only time that was messed up was for opening weekend when we had games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But things kind of got back to normal by week 3, or at least became a normal rotation. The pickoff attempt is not in time. It was dropped by Contesella, but Velasquez would have been back safely anyway. So I can assume that we'll have kind of a funky rotation again when we hit another 3-game series in July. That's right after the All-Star break in San Jose. 1-1. Fouled off. Count is 1-2. There's kind of a running joke in minor league baseball. If you work in MLB, you know that all the days kind of run together. The only reason why you know what day of the week it is because of a certain promotion. Well, for me, I know what day of the week it is because of which player is pitching that day. The pitch comes in and it hits Higgins. Runners on first and second. So whenever that three-game series comes in July and it will more than likely mess up our rotation, I am not going to know what day of the week it is for a good 7 days probably. All right, runners are on first and second, nobody out. And Anthony Rodriguez bats from the left side. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach of the Rawhide, is going to come out and have a conversation with Jan. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters.
Shawn Team, proudly serving the Valley and Central Coast with heart. Shawn Team from Community Matters.
No real movement in the bullpen just yet. No one throwing. David Martin, who's the bullpen catcher today, does have his gear on, and I see him down in the corner. So, just getting his gear on just in case. Meeting on the mound is over. There's David Martin.
Rodriguez, the batter for San Jose.
Jan is at 47 pitches today. The most he's thrown this season is 85 in an outing. The pitch is outside, ball one. Runner on second is Velasquez. On first is Higgins. Rodriguez had that hard ground ball to Pena, but it was ruled an error. Did get an RBI on the play. The pitch is fouled off. The pitch is fouled off. Rodriguez this series. He is 5 for 14, batting 385 this series so far. He's driven in four runs, now five, with driving in one today. The pitch comes in and it hits his back foot right on the toe. Bases are loaded with nobody out.
Step into the plate, third baseman Thomas Gavano.
Gavello at the plate, bases loaded. He struck out in his first at-bat against Jan. The pitch popped up, shallow center field. Rojas comes in, Corniel goes out. Rojas is underneath it, makes the catch. The throw holds Velasquez. The throw did get by Cerda, but Jan was right there to back it up. Runners stay where they are, one away. Zach Morgan now comes to the plate. He's singled to left in his first at-bat. Morgan scored the second run of the day for the Giants. They lead 2-0 in the top of the third. With bases loaded, Morgan 1-43. That is 1-for-7. The pitch. Breaking ball. Strike at the knees. He does have 5 RBI, though. Oh, 1 just misses. One inside, ball 2. I mentioned that Jan has not given up more than 3 runs in an appearance. Pitch misses outside. Ball 3, 3-1 count. Right now it's a 2-0 ball game. Bases full, 1 down. Payoff pitch. It's outside. Ball four. A run walks in. Morgan picks up an RBI. Velasquez scores. Higgins moves to third. Rodriguez to second. And on first is Morgan. The designated hitter, Andrew Cachel, comes to the plate. Cachel has done really well with bases loaded. 3-for-6. He swings and fouls off the first pitch. Just misses out. And now there is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen. One-one. Called strike outside corner. Three nothing ball game. Jan Glove with the belt. He kicks the pitch to Cachel. Grounded foul. One, two. Line to right field. Lands for a base hit. Benitez can't cut it off, rolls all the way to the wall. That's going to clear the bases. He's now just picking it up. Morgan scores the throw to third. Not in time. A three-run triple for Cajal makes it 6-0 in the top of the third inning. Hard line drive into right center field. Benitez took just a little bit too sharp of an angle. Needed to go a little bit further back to be able to cut off the ball. And as soon as it got by him, everyone was going to score because there was no chance they were going to catch that in the air. So everyone was off on contact. Pitch to Hilson is swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. 6-0 ball game. Cachel standing on third with his first triple of the season. The pitch misses low. 6-0 ball game. Hilson batting from the right. He grounds it out to short in his first at bat. Infield is in with their toes on the infield grass. 1-1. Fouled off third base side. One, two. Very outside. Two balls, two strikes. No shift in the outfield. 2-2 to Hilson. Outside ball three. Full count, one away. Payoff pitch. Broken bat. Pop fly right behind second base. Corniel makes the catch, and Cachel stays at third. Two down. Not a very high hit ball. Really more of like a flare. But hit just a little bit higher than what I would normally call a flare. It would have landed directly behind second base, but Corniel able to drop step and make the catch. Two away, still a runner on third for Suarez, who singled into right in his first at-bat. And here comes Dee Gardner. That's going to be the day for Ricardo Yan. He's unable to make it out of the third inning.
It's called the bullpen.
And he has not. Actually, this is his shortest appearance this season. The new pitcher on the mound will inherit a runner on third with two outs. and the Giants leading 6-0. New pitcher on the mound will be Luis Tejeda. We'll tell you more about him after this. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Tejeda on the mound. Rawhide trail by 6. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Torres, the batter for San Jose.
Luis Tejeda on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch misses low, ball one. That pitch is a strike on the outside corner. The 1-1 is fouled off. So Tejeda's in relief for Yan. Still the top of the third inning, 6-0 ball game, the Giants lead. 1-2, misses high and in. Suarez already has an RBI today. The runner on third is Cachel. The pitch is popped up right field side, but hooks out of play. Two balls, two strikes.
That's a Porta Suds prize ball. Take it to the Ballots Cover Team Store to get a coupon from Porta Suds.
Two, two. Popped up behind the first base grandstands. Tejeda, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. He sets. Infield is back with two outs and the 2-2. Misses high, ball 3, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Suarez batting 254 this season. Payoff pitch is high, ball 4. Tejeda walks the first batter he sees. Runners on the corners now, and Turner Hill comes to the plate. He is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning for the Giants. He has walked and also lined out to center field. First time facing Tejeda. Runner takes off. The pitch is a strike at the knees. No throw from Cerda. Two runners in scoring position now. 0-1 count. Infield shifting to the right, and the pitch is fouled off his front foot. No balls, two strikes. We can't close the book on Jan just yet. He did throw 2 2/3 innings, giving up 5 hits, 6 runs so far. He is still responsible for Cachel on third. The pitch is outside. He walked 3 batters while striking out 1. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Tejeda sets. And the pitch. Lined into left field. It lands in front of Sanabria for a base hit. One run will score. The throw is not in time. A 2 RBI single for Hill. 8-0 ball game. The Giants lead. And with that, we can officially close the book on Jan. Cachel scoring.
Second baseman, Diego Velasquez.
2 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 7 runs, 2 walks, and he struck out 2. I beg your pardon, I shortened him 1 strikeout earlier. Here's Diego Velasquez. He did come to the plate to start off this inning. He singled into center field. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is high. The throw to second is low and not in time. One oh count, 2 down. Tejeda kicks. Deep fly ball, right center field. Rojas going back. He's at the warning track. Makes the catch, 2 steps in front of the wall to end the inning. Velasquez just got underneath that one. But Rojas makes the catch to end the inning. 6 runs score in the third for the Giants. They lead 8-0 heading into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Manuel Pena leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 count. Wynja back on the mound. The pitch is a strike. Count is 0-2. Rawhide trail 8-0. In the bottom of the third inning, the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Pena strikes out on 3 pitches for the first out of the inning.
At the plate is center fielder Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas One away, nobody on. He's batting from the left. The pitch is high, ball one. That pitch just misses low, ball two. Rojas popped out to first in his first at bat, and that pitch is high and in. Wynja, 24 years old, will turn 25 in October this year. 3-0, strike on the outside corner. His last appearance, he started against Fresno. Pitch is lined over the right fielder's head. Hilson goes back but makes the catch in front of the warning track. Two away. Wynja, in his last start, took the loss against Fresno, throwing four innings, giving up five runs, one of them earned off of three hits. Did not walk anyone, and he struck out three. Two down, nobody on, and Christian Cerda bats from the right side. Pitch to him is in, ball one. 8-0 ball game, Giants lead. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. Cerda grounds it out to third in his first at bat as he takes ball too low. It was a hard ground ball down the foul line. The third baseman, Gavello, able to handle it to throw to first, but it did advance Pena to third. 2-1, grounded foul into the Rawhide dugout as Encarnacion goes flying out of the way. Time is called. Pitch clock violation on Christian Cerda, and he strikes out to end the inning. Automatic strike called with a 2-2 count. Ends the inning, and the Rawhide still trail by eight as we go into the fourth inning. On the play-by-play for innings 4, 5, and 6 will be Joey Gonzalez. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
You can sign up for the K9 Club at Rawhide Guest Services. You get 5 tickets, a dog bowl, plus special guest, and Haskell Speed Depot. Just show them your Rawhide K9 Club card during your next visit to the location on Noble. Haskell Speed Depot specializing in quality food, treats, and supplies for pets and livestock for the past 20 years. More about tonight's MV Pop competition. Like to send it. Isabella, take it away.
All right, we've got Ben Holder. It's our MVP pop of the game by High School Depot. Make sure to check out their booth. They've got some great stuff for pups and all pets. Let's go, Valor.
Thank you, Isabella. We invite fans to bring their dogs, your photos of the dogs, over to Haskell's VD will be entered in the MVP competition. If we'd like to introduce a couple of booths here this evening. Well cared by HealthNet, Grand Canyon University, baseball cards near the ATM, U.S. Army recruiting, a spice above, and plus tennis balls toss coming up tonight. Get ready after this game this evening. Right now, we're going to hand to the top half of the fourth inning for San Jose. Now batting, shortstop. First baseman, Matt Higgins.
Welcome back to this All-American Saturday here from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. You're listening to California League action between the San Jose Giants and the Visalia Rawhide. Matt Higgins will lead things off for the Giants. It's going to be 3, 4, and 5 stepping up to the plate for San Jose. The Giants lead over the Rawhide 8-0 off of 6 hits compared to the Rawhide 2. On the mound for the Rawhide is number 29, Luis Tejeda. Tejeda came in last inning. So working in his second inning of work, delivery on the way to Higgins. This is outside for ball two. And the count is now 2 balls and no strikes. A pretty long inning for the Rawhide last inning. They faced 10 batters last inning before finally sitting down Diego Velasquez. So he was batter number 10, and he sent a ball to deep center field. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball three. Counts out 3 balls and 1 strike from Tejeda. Higgins will get ready for the pitch. Currently on a 5-game hit streak with a 4-game run streak as well. He expanded it to 5 with a run already in this ball game. 3-1 pitch on the way, clips the outside corner for strike number 2. Rodriguez will await on deck after the full count pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Higgins batting at 291, 9 points shy of 300. 38 RBIs, the pitch on the way. Goes inside, ball four called. And it's going to be a leadoff walk for the San Jose Giants. The Giants have had their first runner aboard in all 4 innings. And included in that, the San Jose Giants have now scored in the first 3 innings as well. 1 run in the first 2 innings, and then a 6-piece in the third. Anthony Rodriguez steps up at the cleanup spot. 1-for-4 yesterday. Watches the pitch go high for ball one. Counts out 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rodriguez 5-for-13 here in the series. Did have a single and a run yesterday. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one goes in there just outside for a ball. Home plate umpire for today's game, David Sabal, calling balls and strikes. His second game behind the plate for here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tatum Littleton is first base umpire. He was the man behind the plate yesterday. The 2-0 delivery on the way, misses high for ball three. And the count goes 3 balls and 0 strikes. Tejeda trying to re-grip there. You saw him kind of kicking up the base of the rubber just a moment ago. 3-ball, no-strike count on the way. Tejeda stares down Rodriguez in the delivery at the chest for strike number one. Rodriguez thought he had a free pass. It looked like he was ready to walk on down to first base. However, he'll have to wait for the next pitch. And now a time called here as it looks like something gets onto the field. Looks like a foam ball from over in the Equity Saloon area. So that ball is going to be cleared up, and we're ready to go once again. 3-ball, 1-strike count. Tejeda with a throwback over to first base. Conicillo will make the grab, not applying the tag. So easily diving back over to first base is Matt Higgins. And the count remains 3 balls and 1 strike. Rawhide looking for their first out here of the inning. Tejeda gets ready for the pitch. The delivery on the way. Swing and a miss for Rodriguez. And the count goes full for the back-to-back hitters. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez playing over a shortstop today. Get ready for the upcoming pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 right-handed pitchers used by the Rawhide today. Payoff pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike three. And Anthony Rodriguez goes down looking for the first out here in the inning. We'll see the replay there. We'll see where it landed. Tejeda with a fastball, and that one just clipped the inside corner for strike three. And maybe the Rawhide now can set up a double play ball over at shortstop one. Corniel's playing about 10 steps to the right of the second base bag. A high pitch on the way, misses for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Thomas Gavello, 2-for-10 in the series, was 0-for-2 yesterday. And San Jose third baseman gets ready for the upcoming pitch. Tejeda still looking for the first strike of any of the batters that he's faced. Now 3 straight batters that have started off with the ball. And the 79-mile-per-hour breaker goes in there for strike number one, 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejeda gets ready to close in here on pitch number 30. 1 ball, 1 strike delivery, swing and a miss for Gavello. Unable to catch up to the fastball there. 90-mile-per-hour heat on play. And now Gavello will call time as he gets ready to step out and kind of regrip his batting gloves and get ready to reset. San Jose's won the first 4 games of the 6-game series, including a dominant performance last night. The pitch on the way, and that one's sent into the back of the infield, retreating backwards is Juan Corniel. He's going to call off the center fielder, Anderson Rojas, and make the grab for the second out of the inning. So Rojas, or excuse me, Cornell makes the grab. Gavello is sat down.
Zach Morgan.
And that'll bring up the catcher, Zach Morgan, to the plate. Just clipping it was Gavello sending it into shallow center field. And now Zach Morgan, the right-handed hitting catcher, steps up to the plate, batting 215. One of the lower averages on this Giants team. Takes a stride, just above the chest for strike number one. No balls and a strike. The Giants trying to add even more runs here through just three innings of work. Four home runs on the year for Morgan. Watches a breaking ball go in there for strike number two. And the count is now no balls and two strikes. So top speed probably about 92, 93 miles per hour from Tejeda. And he dropped that one in there for 79, trying to throw off Morgan. The 0-2 delivery on the way. Swing and a miss and strikes him out. And the Giants are retired scoreless for the first time today. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Giants 8, Rawhide 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
889, your Valley's local Christian radio station. Well, I'm so excited to partner with Rawhide this week. I cannot wait to see you at the game. Go Rawhide!
Salute to those who serve series in the Valley Spirit Radio 88.9 FM. My city's local Christian radio station. Guys, military appreciates tonight. Thank you to those who use code ACBH to purchase tickets to tonight's game. $2 for ticket purchase from the promo code will be donated to a combat veteran. So, in honor of military appreciation tonight, it's time to play Guess That Military Movie. Take it away, Isabella.
All right, thanks, Brian. Let's get this movie. All right, what's the first guess? Yes, that is. All right, next one. Sniper, yes, that is correct. All right, next.
Is this Spy Boys?
Midway, yes, Shane is on a roll. Yes, Saving Private Ryan. Shane, still on a roll. Hurt Locker, nice.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, Full Metal Jacket. Shane completely got all of those correct. All right, Shane is our winner.
Designated hitter, Christian Robinson.
Welcome back to Salute to Those Who Serve Week here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The pitch on the way goes high for strike number one to Christian Robinson, leadoff batter for the Rawhide here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's military appreciation night here at Valley Strong. Pitch on the way, cut fastball. Unable to catch up to it is Robinson. He's behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Rawhide sporting their camo tops today with the black Rawhide logo across the chest and the white pants. No balls, two strike delivery on the way. Swing and a miss. Unable to catch up to it is Robinson on all three pitches. And he goes down swinging for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth
first
inning.
Gavin.
So back-to-back batters struck out for Rawhide hitting. Just a little bit behind for Robinson. He missed the last two games. Just getting some rest, especially after so much playing time. Miss inside for strike number one to Conicello. The former top 50 prospect for the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. No balls and a strike. Gavin swings and misses on that one for strike number two. So after his first series, really since 2019, Robinson getting those 2 days off and allowing him to get rested up and get ready for the upcoming series against the Modesto Nuts coming up next week. Conicello will call for time. His first batter's timeout and only batter's timeout of the at-bat. Now get ready to dig in once again. No balls and two strikes for Conicello. 4 points below 196. He's been hovering around 200 for the past couple games. 0-2 delivery on the way. Misses high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. However, Gavin is batting really well, especially since May 15th. He's been batting at a 301 average. The 1-2 delivery on the way. Misses inside. Had to really turn that shoulder to get out of the way of the pitch. Now the count's two balls and two strikes for Gavin. So as I was mentioning, one of the top batting averages since the month of May. Him and Julio Querion are the two hottest batters on this Rawhide team since that time. And now the pitch misses outside for ball number three. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's going to be a payoff pitch coming up for Conicello. He had a single back in the first. One of two base hits from Rawhide batting today. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Making his way out of Zach Morgan. Throws down to first. And there's two outs here in the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts by Winja.
Now batting for the Hyde, right fielder.
The pitch low, Conicello trying to catch up to that one, unable to do it. And just a routine K2-3 for Morgan. And here comes Johan Benitez to the plate, batting at an even 300. Benitez has been walked today, already stolen a base. One of three Rawhide stolen bases in the ballgame, and he crushes that one into left center field. Going back to the wall, it is carrying, and that ball is gone. See you later, Johan Benitez with his second home run in a Rawhide uniform. And the Rawhide have their first run of the ballgame. It's down 8-1 in the bottom of the fourth. So the newest position player on the block for Visalia, and he goes yard for the first time today. Second time in the series for Johan Benitez, and that's now home run number 7 for the Rawhide this series, and his second of the series, and that pumps a little bit of life into Valley Strong here this evening. Get the replay there. That one just barely sneaked over the yellow line out there in left center field. We'll see if Jose Fernandez can kind of rally off of a 2-out home run. Fernandez now finds himself behind the count, no balls and 2 strikes. He does have 2 home runs on the year. In fact, he hit a home run earlier in batting practice today. Takes an inside pitch below the knees for ball one, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose Fernandez was gifted the day off yesterday. Has now played in 3 of the 4 games of the series. Pitch on the way. Blocked by Morgan behind the dish. So Jose Fernandez playing over at third base for the first time this week. He was over at shortstop for all the other games, a position that we've grown used to seeing him all season long. The pitch on the way and fouls that one backwards. Fernandez is able to stay alive in the count, so the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benitez's home run was the third hit of the ballgame for Visalia. And gave them their first run of the day. Rawhide trying to find a way to slowly crawl back into this ballgame. 2-2 delivery coming up. Pitch number 56 on the way. High elevated fastball, strike 3 called, and the inning will come to a conclusion. The Rawhide do hit a home run courtesy of Johan Benitez, and we are through 4 innings of work. Giants 8, Rawhide 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Go, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Toyota is a primary automotive partner with Mike City to Rawhide. Toyota, let's go places. In the Toyota Terrace, you want to welcome Ropetti Automotive. I want to thank Toyota, the primary automotive partner of the Lancaster Rawhide for tonight's Rawhide Beach Towel giveaway. Hold on to those vouchers. They can be redeemed to Rawhide Guest Services after the next inning. America, the nation of doers from the Empire State to the Golden Gate in the Chevron Doers section. We want to welcome Nautilus Protein and the famous fan dugout. Welcome Hanford Impact Softball. Liberty Group has a new logo, but they are still the same full-service property management and professional real estate company serving Tulare and Kings County. Equity Group brings you to Equity Group Saloon, and the Equity Group Saloon to welcome Oliver Concrete. Coors Light Lookout, welcome Tulare Western Baseball. Coors Light keeping Rawhide fans chilled. And also the Nicola Butler Hall of Fame Club would like to welcome employees from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top half of the fifth inning now batting. Designated hitter, Andrew Kinkel.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We move to the top of the fifth inning. Andrew Cation will lead things off for the Giants. First pitch swinging, hit onto the ground, scooped up and throw down to first. Emmanuel Pena easily able to get there in right time for the first out here in the inning.
P.J. Hilson.
So now P.J. Hilson will step up to the plate for the San Jose Giants. Looking to get things going. Still hitless here in the series now, 0 for 13. First pitch on the way from Tejeda. Misses in the outside dirt for ball number one. And blocked over by Christian Serta. Hilson will get ready to dig in once again. 0 for 11 for Hilson entering today. 0 for 4 yesterday, including a strikeout. And he fouls that one backwards for strike number two.
You got to think in a
kind of a drought like this, sometimes make it in your head. Hilson just trying to put the ball in play. You try not to get too much in your head and kind of slumps like this. 1-1 delivery on the way, hit into the infield. It's going to be scooped up by Cornell. Throw down to first. In time, Conicello is able to reach out and make the snag out of the air. And that is two quick outs here for Rawhide pitching.
Towards the plate, left fielder Alexander Suarez.
P.J. Hilson had some speed on those legs right there. But charging on in with Juan Cornell on the run, is able to make the throw. And now it's going to be Alexander Suarez stepping up to the plate. A batter with only one hit in the series. He's 1 for 7. And Suarez watched that one go low for ball one. He's played in every game besides Tuesday night's game. And he's already had an RBI in today's game, including a stolen base on a fly ball into right field earlier. 1-0 pitch on the way, and just a little bit high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes for Tejeda. Second pitcher used here by the Rawhide in today's game. Getting ready for the upcoming pitch on the way. 2-0 delivery, and that one at the letter for strike number one. Two balls and a strike. The Rawhide have been in all four games that they've lost this series. But however, it's the defense bit that's cost them the last two games. They lost pretty much all the games, last two games. Get ready to say that in just a moment. Now Mitch is high for ball three. Three balls and a strike. The Rawhide have combined for 7 errors in the last two games, including a crucial 5-error game just two nights ago. On Thursday night, the Rawhide, 5 errors compared to the Giants, 1. 3 balls, 1 strike on the way. Fouled backwards. Counts out 3 balls and 2 strikes. Really difficult to win ball games whenever there's a high amount of errors, and the Rawhide trying to cut down on that one. Only one error here tonight. That 6-run third inning has put them at a pretty large hole to begin this ball game. Payoff pitch on the way for Tejeda, and goes low, blocked by Serta. And that one's going to be a free base to Suarez, and we go back to the top of the order for the San Jose Giants.
Center fielder Turner Hill.
So here is Turner Hill to the plate. He's already batted 3 out of the 4 innings. The only inning he didn't bat was the top of the 4th inning. The 4th inning was the quickest inning that the Rawhide have had so far. They were able to face 4 batters. It was the Tejeda's 4 batters. But other than that, every other inning has had 5 or more batters step up to the plate for San Jose. Hill fouls that one backwards, goes to the backstop, and the count's now 1-1. Diego Velasquez awaits on deck, a very dangerous batter, one of the best hitters in the California League, not somebody you want to see step up right now. 1-1, pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number 2, 1-2. Hill will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Tejeda will look to get out of the inning right here on the next pitch. 1-2 here for Turner Hill. And before that could happen, a throwback over to first base, sliding on easily is Suarez. Turner Hill was 2 for 5 yesterday, including 2 doubles. Not a bad day. If you're going to have 2 hits, why not make them 2 doubles? 2 balls into the gap. 1-2 for Hill. A guy with speed something that we've said a lot for San Jose. On the ground to Pena, throw down to first in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Another four-batter inning for the Giants. No hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Giants. We go to the bottom of the fifth. San Jose 8, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Every game, Rawhide, your bad deal cannot be combined with any other offers. Pick up your beer, manager, and concession stands throughout the ballpark or the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Heroes don't retire. They reload. Arnold Schwarzenegger is back and starring in his first action back comedy series. Kumar, also starring Monica Barbaro, Alon Carter, and Fortune Finster. Watch Kumar on Netflix now. Open up his lucky number scorecard. Here comes the first winning numbers of the evening. Got Valley Strong Credit Union. Unlucky number is 6584. Map 360 collected, 6741. Our little pizza place, 6560. Ticket Smarter, 6528. Tanner Brothers Hot Dog Shack, 6788. And the Bristol Bar, that lucky number is 6801. Winners, bring your winning scorecard over to the Balance Cup of Team Store to collect your prize. Congratulations. I'm in the mood to celebrate. Dance like the devil went down to Georgia, cause I can't keep up with the hell we raise. I think I'm overdue for a little fun. Wind me up, Charlie, let me run. I've been working too hard in the summer sun. But don't give me a break, I'm gonna give you one. Number 43. Norman Medina pitching for San Jose. At the plate for the Hyde. Left fielder Daniers and Abrea.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. A new pitcher coming into the ballgame for San Jose. Number 43, Nomar Medina. Medina, 6 foot left-hander, 190 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. The left-handed pitcher delivers to Daniel. Pitch on the way goes right up the middle of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up, throw it on the first in time. And the Rawhide are retired for the first out of the inning. So Juan Cornell will step up to the plate for the Rawhide. The Rawhide have been struggling this year against left-handed pitching, batting 232, which is 54 points lower than the average across the California League, which is 286 against right-hand or left-handed pitching, excuse me. So Juan Cornell will step up to the plate and get ready for the upcoming pitch on the way. And that one goes inside. Had to lift up his back leg to avoid getting hit by the pitch. And now the count is now 1-1. Juan Cornell batting 214 on the season. Just 9 points shorter for his batting average against left-handed pitching. Batting 205. He's a switch hitter. So Cornell can adapt a little bit better against either left-handed or right-handed pitching. 2-1 on the way. Cornell watches that one go just below the legs for ball three, and he's ahead of the count, 3 balls and a strike with Manuel Pena waiting on deck. 3-1, one away. The pitch on the way from Medina, and that one's fouled backwards for strike two, and the count will go full 3-2. It's the bottom of the fifth inning, so that means it's time for scores around the California League. We'll do that at the end of this at-bat. 3-2 on the way, and that one's going to be hit right up the middle. Medina tried to scoop it up. Instead, it's going to be Velasquez charging on in. Throw down to first, not in time. Velasquez got a lot of speed, but so does Juan Cornell. He challenges the second baseman for the Giants, and he's able to reach the 90 feet in time. And it's a one-out single for Visalia. See Velasquez charging in hard. An athletic play thrown across his chest. But Cornell barely beat out the throw. And as a result, now a runner on first base for the Rawhide. Manuel Pena will step up to the plate for the Rawhide. Pitch on the way, and that one's on a line over to right field. Rounding second base, holding up there will be Cornell. And it's a one-out single for Manuel Pena. So back-to-back base hits for the Rawhide. And that's going to bring up number 35, Anderson Rojas, to the plate.
Anderson Rojas.
So back-to-back base hits for the Rawhide. Here comes Anderson Rojas. First pitch of the at-bat from Medina. He stares over at second base for an extended period of time. Will finally deal, and this one's fouled backwards. And it counts now no balls and a strike. So now that we have a stoppage, let's look around the California League. We'll start off in Modesto, north of Visalia. Rancho leads against Modesto 3-2. That game's currently in the bottom of the eighth inning. Medina's pitch getting ready. No balls and a strike. Working from the stretch for the second time this inning. That one's slicing over in left field. Retreating backwards to Suarez. He's underneath that one to make the second out of the inning. Stepping up to the plate will be the catcher number 23, Christian Serta. Keep going in the California League. We move over to Inland Empire. Stockton leads over Inland 4-1. And then finally over in Fresno, the Grizzlies lead over the Storm 4-2. That game's currently in the top of the sixth inning. Two-way here. Serta will get ready for the pitch. The right-handed hitting catcher facing off against Medina for the first time today. Swing and a miss for strike number one. Serta is 0-2 in the day. Grounded out to third base back in the first inning and then struck out on a pitch clock violation back in the third. No balls and a strike here for Serta. He'll get ready for the pitch. Delivery on the way for Medina. And that one's lined into left field. Dropping quickly. A late read for Suarez, but he's underneath that one to make the grab. And the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base for the Rawhide. We go to the top of the sixth inning, San Jose 8 by Stanley 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Toyota, primary automotive partner at the Valley City Rawhide. Toyota, let's go places. Want to thank Toyota, the primary automotive partner of the Rawhide, for the next Rawhide Beach Town giveaway. Fans with vouchers for tonight's giveaway item can now hand to the guest services to redeem their giveaway item. Thanks again to Toyota and Carpetti Automotive for tonight's premium item.
Budweiser Zero. Game-changing non-alcoholic brew that tastes like the real thing. 0% alcohol, full Budweiser flavor. Budweiser Zero, zero compromise.
Your friends at Budweiser, I remind you, if you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a responsible fan and decide to ride. For the Rawhide, now pitching. Number 31, Gunner Grown. Second baseman, Diego Velasquez.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We move to the top of the sixth inning where the Rawhide have their third new pitcher of the ballgame. It's number 31, Gunnar Groen. The right-hander, 6'6", 220 from the United Kingdom. Now faces first batter, Diego Velasquez, 2-3-4 coming up for San Jose. The 1-0 pitch on the way is crushed into right center field. Going back to the wall, and you can't forget about that one. Diego Velasquez with a solo shot. And in his first game back since Tuesday night, Diego Velasquez goes yard, and he gets his third home run of the year. And the San Jose Giants now lead 9-1 in the top of the sixth inning.
At the point.
Velasquez has not missed a beat since Tuesday night. That's his third hit of the ball game, and it was a solid shot in one of the deepest parts of the yard, 405 to center, and he had to hit that one about 415. So now Higgins will step up to the plate. That pitch misses just outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. San Jose back to an eight-run lead. They had that back in the bottom of the fourth inning before the Rawhide were able to score their lone run of the ball game. Pitch misses outside for a ball. The count's out 2-0. Matt Higgins, another guy that can get on base very easily. 5-game hit streak. Still looking for his first base hit of the night. 0-1 on the day. He's been hit by a pitch and walked in his last two at-bats. That one goes in there for strike number one. 2-0 here from Gunnar Groen. Groen will get ready to deliver the 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one's in the dirt for ball three. Serta's able to kind of scoop that one up out of the dirt for ball three. 3-0. Although the Rawhide have not won a game, the point differential between these two teams has only been 8 runs, which in through 4 games will give you the average in just a moment. Higgins lofts that one into left field, retreating backwards to Sanabria. He's at the warning track, and he's going to make the grab with about 3 feet of separation between himself and the wall. And there's one down here in the top half of the sixth inning. Watch the replay there. It looked like the ball hung in the air a lot longer than what Sanabria thought. And he had to make a late-minute adjustment to his left, and he was underneath that one to make the grab. Going back to the run differentials, Groen's pitch on the way. That one bounces in for Serta to make the grab. Counts that 1-0. But through 4 games, 10 runs has been the run differential. That comes out to 2.5 runs a game, the run differential. So that one's sent into left field. Sanabria comes charging in about 3 steps, makes that 5 before it finally makes a grab for the second straight out. And there's 2 down here in the top of the frame.
Heading towards the plate, third baseman.
So with that knowledge, I mean, it just shows that these games haven't been blowouts. It's just the Rawhide haven't found a way to get that offensive edge, haven't found a way to take leads. They've only had 1 lead in this series, and it came yesterday in game 4 of the series. Pitch on the way to Gabello, goes in there for strike number 1. Counts down, 0-1. Thomas Gabello, the number 5 batter. Get ready for the pitch. A guy with some pop. And that one just goes in there for strike 2. The count's down, 0-2. Gunnar Groen, the third right-handed arm used by the Rawhide today. Gunnar Groen, I've talked about all series long. Top 10 in the California League in home runs with 7. Pitch on the way. And that one's high for ball 1. 1-2. Gabello's 7 home runs, they've all come against right-handed pitching. Against left-handed pitching, he hasn't had quite a bit the success that he has against right-handers. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. And Gabello goes down swinging. So after a leadoff home run, the Giants go down in order after that. One hit, one run, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Giants 9, Rawhide 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Tomorrow. Register to play ball events like pregame catch on the field, player autographs in front of the bases after the game. Register Sunday at Rawhide Guest Services. Sign up to be taken to the first 200 kids to sign up through the link. We'll receive Whipple Ball and bats thanks to play ball and, of course, MILB with local support from Spirit Radio. Honor of military appreciation. I am time for some tug of war. With that, let's send it to Isabella.
Got Blue Scope and Hanford going head to head. All right, 1, 2, 3, tug! Tug, keep going! Oh, Blue Scope looking like they're easily pulling the Hanford bus. Blue Scope looks like they're gonna be the winner for the tug of war! Let's go, Blue Scope! Easy winner!
Looks like we got a winner here this evening. If you still need, call Shop Alarm at 559-781-3310. Cal Valley, Christian Robinson.
Back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning where Christian Robinson will lead things off for the Rawhide. 4-5-6 coming up. Robinson, Gavello, or Robinson, Conicello, and Benitez. That one's fouled backwards for strike one. Counts that one ball and one strike. Christian Robinson 0-for-2 on the day. He struck out in his last plate appearance. Also popped out back in the first. A low pitch goes in there for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. After this at-bat, we'll give you scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Two balls, no strikes on the way, and that one goes in the dirt for ball three. Counts out three balls and no strikes. We'll see how Robinson's approaches in just a moment. We'll see if he comes out looking aggressive or if he just holds the bat on his shoulders. Three balls, one strike, delivery on the way, and he'll take that one inside for strike. Three balls, two strikes now. And the late strike was added up on the board, so 3-2 the count. The delivery for Robinson on the way. Payoff pitch, and he sends that one into right field. This one will likely stay in the yard. It's going back to the wall, and that ball is off the wall. It bounces off the Michelob sign. Robinson rounding third. He's going to stretch it into three. Throw over to third base is not in time. The ball's going to bounce off of his heel, sliding on into third base, and Christian Robinson uses the entire yard to stay in, and Christian Robinson makes it now five batters with a triple here in the series. Look at that one, running out of space over at the wall was P.J. Hilson. Runs into the wall there, and it looked like a late decision by Christian Robinson to extend that one into three. He's able to dive on in there and make the play, and now with no outs, the Rawhide have a runner 90 feet away, and Conicello at the dish. That was Rawhide's sixth hit of the ball game. The delivery on the way goes inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Let's get you started with the scores around the Diamondbacks. We'll start off in high A, where the Hillsboro Tops lead in the bottom of the fifth inning, 9-2. Upcoming pitch on the way to Gavin, the 1-1 delivery. And he fouls that one backwards. Counts now one ball and one strike. Moving over into double A, we go to the Texas League, where Amarillo leads over Midland 13-10. Seems like all the games in that series have been going to 10-run games, high-scoring affairs over in Midland at the moment. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Conicello, the delivery, and that one goes right down the middle for strike number two. Conicello will get ready for the upcoming pitch. The final game before we go over to the major league levels, Reno and Tacoma just getting ready to get going. That game is currently in a warm-up, so game just getting underway over in Nevada. The upcoming pitch on the way to Conicello. One ball, two strikes. Medina's second inning of work. Working from the stretch early in the inning. The delivery on the way, and that one's fouled off of Conicello. And he'll stay alive in the at-bat. Moving over to the major leagues, Arizona defeated Detroit 5-0. And the Diamondbacks' first half of the year remains hot. As that's all your scores around the D-backs organization. One ball, two strikes. The delivery on the way. Swing and a miss on a pitch at the ankles, and Conicello struck out for the first out in the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Conicello in his last two at-bats. And that's going to bring up Johan Benitez, who has one of the two Rawhide home runs in the ballgame. Talked about earlier, the Rawhide have seven home runs in the series. Two of them have come from this man right here. 9-1 the score. Benitez trying to look for an RBI out on line. Nearly hit Robinson in the face. Luckily, he's able to dodge out of that one. And now Robinson will kind of just walk around. Good thing he's all right. Minor lead over there at third base. Benitez with an absolute missile down that third base side. Robinson just claps it off. He's all right. Benitez will have a chance to dig in once again. Got added from the Arizona Complex League earlier this week. Got added to the roster on Tuesday, where he batted as a designated hitter in that ballgame and hit a solo shot, a two-run shot, excuse me, in that ballgame. That one goes in there for strike two. Counts down no balls and two strikes. Benitez struck out three times in that first game of the series Tuesday night, but he did have the opposite field shot. The switch-hitting batter for the Rawhide sent it into the Rawhide bullpen out of left field. It's a two-run RBI. That's his two RBIs in a Rawhide uniform entering today. No ball, two-strike count on the way. Benitez swings and misses, and he strikes out for the second out of the inning. And now there's two down here in the bottom of the sixth, and it looked like Benitez thought he still had a strike to work with. He will go back to the Rawhide dugout. Maybe a different approach if he thought he had a different count. Maybe he was going for a little bit bigger of a swing, thinking it was a one-strike count. However, that's going to bring up the bat of Jose Fernandez to the plate. Swings and fouls that one off of himself, and the count's down, no balls and a strike. Jose Fernandez, 3-for-13 here in the series. Had a line out back in the second, struck out back in the fourth. Get ready for the upcoming pitch. Medina has been working from the stretch since the start of this inning. The delivery on the way. Fernandez hits that one, a one hopper over to shortstop. Throw down to first. Just wide, and he falls off the bag. Playing over at first base is Matt Higgins. The throw is a little too far. It looked like he was kind of a wide receiver trying to keep that toe in bounds, and he just barely falls off the bag, and that's going to be most likely an E6. Yeah, a wide throw there from Rodriguez. So the E6 will bring in a run. That's the Giants' first error of the ball game. Not very many errors we've seen from this Giants defense this series. And now the Rawhide trail once again by 7 for the second time today. A high pitch there for strike number 1 to Daniel Sanabria. Sanabria not agreeing with the call there. And a little bit of disbelief. But it was only the first pitch of the at-bat. He could still fight back easily. A one count on the way for Sanabria. And he swings that one into left field. It's going to drop. With a one hopper there, bouncing in front of Suarez. Round of the bases. The Rawhide are going to hold up Fernandez over at third base. And it's a two out double for Daniel Sanabria. Nice piece of hitting there by Daniel. I think he took out a little bit of frustration from that strike one call. He sends it to opposite fields double. And charging in with Suarez, and you could tell he was kind of just in that situation where he was in between, can I take this ball before it dies or do I hold up on it? And as a result, it took a little bit of an odd bounce on him, and that's how Jose Fernandez advanced over to third base. Medina closing in on 32 pitches. Juan Cornell's at the dish. The infield defense is playing at the edge of the grass, a heavy hack behind the count, one ball, no balls, and a strike. Cornell got a single back in the back in the fifth inning when he hit it on the ground to Diego Velasquez. Upcoming pitch on the way for Medina. It's a breaking ball, cuts on inside for strike number 2. And behind in the count is Juan Cornell, no balls and two strikes. 7 hits apiece for both of these two teams. The Giants have a lead 9-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide have already scored a run off of an E6. Now it's going to go right up the middle. Charging in is Velasquez. Steps over the second base back. Throw down to first in time. And the speedy second baseman makes the play at first. And the inning comes to a conclusion. Two hits, or one hit, one run, one error. Two runners left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Giants 9, Rawhide 2. Jewel Guerin will take us the rest of the way. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Thomas Republic sponsored the post-game tennis ball toss. Thomas Republic locally sourced and crafted with love. Get your tennis ball for $5, $10, or $20 and stick around tonight after the game. The tennis ball toss sponsored by Thomas Republic. Healthy food for happy people. All right, fans, we're going to make you world famous. Check the video board. It's time for the world famous Kiss Cam. Pucker up, Kiss Cam time. Don't miss out. That's you guys. There we go. Wake up, you're on Kiss Cam. Watch again, we got Kiss Cam going on. One last kiss. Pucker up. Top half of the seventh inning. Batting for San Jose. Catcher Zach Morgan.
Zach Morgan batting from the right side to start off the seventh inning. First pitch from Grune is lined into center field, straightaway center field. Leadoff single for Morgan and the designated hitter, Cachel. He bats from the left side. 9-2 ball game in the top of the seventh inning. Giants lead. Grune sets. Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. It is outside. Ball one. Grune in his second inning of work. He came in the sixth. Did give up a home run, but then retired the next three he saw. The pitch misses high. Ball two. Pitch is fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Grune, glove at the chest, checks the runner, now delivers, and is fouled off, out of play, third base side. Take a look at the scores in the California League. Right now, Rancho leads Modesto 3-2 in the ninth. Stockton leads Inland Empire 4-1 in the ninth. And Fresno leads Lake Elsinore 4-2 in the seventh. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Cajal strikes out for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. P.J. Hilson bats from the right side. One down, runner on first. Pitch to him. Misses low. Hilson today has hit all of his balls to short. Two ground balls, one pop fly. Looking for his first hit of the day. Grune delivers. The pitch is fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Wind now blowing in from right. The pitch misses high. Ball two. Infield shading just slightly to the left. They are at double play depth. Two balls and a strike. Two, one, fouled off. Hilson yesterday, 0 for 4. Grune delivers. Hard ground ball. Shortstop dives. It hits off his glove. Goes into shallow left field. Corniel picks it up to hold Morgan at second. It'll be an infield single for Hilson. Runners on first and second. One down for Suarez. Suarez has reached base three times today. He has singled and has walked twice. One away. The pitch fouled off.
Oh.
Gruen checks the runner, delivers. Misses high and in ball one. Very lopsided game. The Giants lead 9-2, but they only have two more hits than the Rawhide, and both teams have committed an error. The pitch is popped up first base side. It'll reach the grandstands. Not a lot of foul territory here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's extremely rare to make a catch in foul territory in right field. You don't see it happen a lot on the first base side. One, two. Popped up again out of play behind the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Suarez enters the game batting 254. Infield still at the double play depth. Gruen delivers, and it just misses low, maybe a little in. Two, two, low ball three. Payoff pitch just misses low, ball four. Cerda held it there for an extra beat for emphasis, but does not get the call. Suarez walks for the third time today. Morgan is at third now, Hilson to second. Bases are loaded for the second time today for the Giants. Last time it was bases loaded, there was a bases clearing triple. It will be Turner Hill at the plate, but first Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Morgan led off the inning with a single. Cantrell struck out. And then Hilson had the infield single. And Suarez just walks. That's how his base is full. One down. It is game five of the six-game series. Rawhide have yet to win a game this series.
Turner Hill.
Majority of the games have been close games. The first three, the Rawhide fell by two runs. Yesterday, they fell by four. Right now, they trail by seven. Turner Hill bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. Hill has driven in two runs already today. Oh, 1. Fouled off out of play.
Don't forget about the 50-50 raffle going on. Benefiting the ACVH and A Combat Veterans Home. First of your ticket, be kind. Thanks. Drawing coming up in just a bit. 50-50 raffle.
Oh, 2 to Hill. Grounded foul, first base side. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. Left-handed pitcher is throwing. It looks like Liam Norris. Gruen just over 30 pitches thrown. Gruen, 25 years old. He'll turn 26 next month. pitched last year in the Complex League after being signed as a free agent. Here's the 0-2. Fouled off out of play. Grun, prior to signing with the Diamondbacks, he played in independent ball. He also played in the World Baseball Classic for the UK. 0-2, fouled off. So the Rawhide have actually had two players this season play in the World, I beg your pardon, three players play in the World Baseball Classic. We have Grun is on the mound now, Jacob Steinmetz, who's our Tuesday pitcher, and Eric Mendez, who is no longer with the Diamondbacks. He was promoted to Hillsboro, then released. The pitch is lined towards center field. Rojas goes back. He leaps up to make the catch. Morgan tags. He scores the 10th run of the game for the Giants. And Hilson advances to third. Two outs. Runners on the corners. And Hill picks up a sacrifice line out.
Diego Velasquez.
Diego Velasquez now bats from the left side. He hit a home run in his first at-bat against Grun. It was the first batter he faced. Velasquez 3-for-4 in his first full game of the series. To finish off the thought on Mendez, again, he did get released, but he recently signed with the Detroit Tigers. So happy for him to continue his baseball career. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Just handed tonight's announced attendance, 2,376, 2376 on this Saturday evening. 0-1, runners on the corners. Pitch to Velasquez, misses low. A good crowd here tonight. Fridays and Saturdays are going to pull. We have a lot of giveaways this year. In fact, every Friday we will have a jersey giveaway. And today we had our Toyota Camo Beach Towel giveaway for the first 500 fans in attendance. And it is one of the premium giveaways. The 1-1 is fouled off. So the premium giveaways means there are 500 that we're giving away. But there is a catch. You don't get it as soon as you walk through the gates. You get a voucher, and you are not allowed to redeem it until the end of the fifth inning. And, you know, some people might not particularly like that, but the point is to get you to stay and watch the baseball game and preferably have some food and maybe a beer. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. 1-2 count. And the reason for that is we have a lot of bobbleheads coming up, some big names, Jordan Lawler, Alec Thomas, Stephen Vogt, and quite frankly, I've heard people say, I'm going to show up early, get the bobblehead, and leave. Well, that's not exactly fair. The 1-2 lined, and it's hopped in front of Corniel. The throw to first is in time. It held up long enough. I thought Corniel was going to make the catch in the air. I misread it. It bounced in front of him. And that will end the inning, but the Giants pick up another run. It is a 10-2 ball game as in stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Company, Budweiser, the Vision Beer, the Langston to Rawhide. Budweiser and our friends at Bono Beverage Company.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Manuel Pena at the plate for the Rawhide to start off the bottom of the seventh inning. He takes ball one low. Medina back on the mound. Southpaw delivers, and it swung on and missed. One-one. Hard ground ball, first baseman Higgins has it. Touches first, one away. It is a 10-2 ball game, Rawhide trail.
Center fielder Anderson Rojas.
Rojas is 0-for-3 today, batting from the left side. Left versus left matchup. The pitch. Lined into right center field. Center fielder Hill comes over and makes the catch over his shoulder. Two away.
The catcher, Christian Serna.
First pitch to Serna, misses outside, ball one. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball two. Medina delivers. There's a strike. Medina, just 20 years old, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. He'll turn 21 in November. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. He was signed as a free agent in 2020. Played in the Arizona Complex League. There is a pitch clock violation on Medina. So it is now 3-2 with 2 outs. And I think Serna just called for time. So again, after he was signed in 2020, he did not pitch in a game in the Dominican Summer League. Pitched 2 years in the Complex League. And came here to San Jose in 2023. 3-2. Outside ball four. Serna draws a 2-out walk. First time he's reached base today, and Christian Robinson will come to the plate. He tripled in his last at-bat.
Heading to the plate is designated hitter, Christian Robinson.
Pitch to Robinson is swung on and missed. This is the third inning of work for Medina. He's given up just one run. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Robinson strikes out on three pitches. Two ends the inning. We're going into the eighth. Rawhide still trail 10-2. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Top half of the eighth inning. First baseman, Matt Higgins.
Rawhide trail 10-2 in the top of the eighth inning. New pitcher on the mound is Liam Norris. First pitch to Higgins, misses high. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch to Higgins is out. Ball two. Norris in relief for Gunnar Groon. And Norris is also the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Groon threw two innings for the Rawhide, giving up two runs off of three hits. Walked a batter and struck out two. Two one to Higgins. Fouled off out of play. Two two. Inside, ball three. Norris, the southpaw from Texas. Here's the payoff pitch. Fouled off. Ground ball to the third baseman. Fernandez backs up on it. Fields it on two. Hops the throw to first is low in the dirt. Gets by Conticello. Leadoff man reaches. Fernandez has a strong arm, but again, backed up on the ball. Ended up being low in the dirt. Conticello could not hold, not Pickett, rather. It's going to be a throwing error on Fernandez.
Shortstop, Anthony Rodriguez.
Second error of the day for the Rawhide. Anthony Rodriguez batting from the right side. Nobody out. Runner on first. Here's the pitch. It is swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Norris kicks. Popped up. Right center field. Rojas gives chase. So does Benitez. Rojas, the center fielder, calls him off. One away.
Third base run. Thomas Gavello.
Gavello is 0-for-4 today, batting from the left. Runner on first, one away. Giants have their largest lead of the series. They lead by 8 in the top of the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. It's lined towards left field. Lands in front of Snobier for a base hit. He cuts it off. Morgan heading for third. The throw not in time. Runners on the corners. I beg your pardon, I said Morgan. It is Higgins who just made it to third base. It's Morgan who's coming to the plate now. Morgan has reached base 3 times today. The one time he was retired was when he struck out against Tejeda. He has singled twice, and he's also walked, and he scored all 3 times that he's reached. First pitch is swung on and missed, a 74-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Norris has a fastball, changeup, and a curveball. Oh, one runner takes off for second. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second is high and into center field. It allows Higgins to score. Gavello stays at second with a stolen base, and Higgins scores on the error. So 2 errors in this inning, 3 in the game. No balls, 2 strikes. Runner still in scoring position. One away. Norris kicks. There's cold strike 3 on the inside corner. Morgan knew it. He strikes out looking for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Norris now facing Cachel, the designated hitter batting from the left. Norris 2-0 on the year. First pitch is fouled off. With a 4.85 ERA, this is his 19th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 26 innings of work, striking out 38 while walking 17. The pitch is high and in, ball 1. Opponents are batting .237 against Norris this season. .11. Swung on and missed. It was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Norris. Here's the pitch. It's low in the dirt, nice stop by Cerda. So if you look at Norris's MILB player page, it says that he's from North Carolina, which is true. That's where he was born. But it also says that he went to high school in North Carolina. Also true, but when you see that, it doesn't tell you the story of all the places that he's lived in his life. The 2-2 is a ground ball up the middle through into center field. Gavello rounding third. He scores the 12th run of the game. RBI single for Cachel, his 4th RBI of the day.
Right fielder, P.J. Hilson.
12-2 ball game. The Giants lead. P.J. Hilson bats from the right side, and Tyler Mark out to have a quick conversation with Norris. So, again, I did mention when I first introduced Norris, he is originally He considers himself a Texan. That's where he spent a majority of his childhood, despite being born in North Carolina. And I think he said he's also lived in Florida, North Carolina twice, then Texas. And now, of course, he's lived in Arizona for spring training and for part of the Arizona Complex League when he was there and when he was injured last year. He's also lived here in Visalia, and he told me that Visalia is the, I think he said, the place where he's lived, the third longest place, I think. I'm not sure if I'm probably having terrible grammar when I say that. Sorry, Mom. But he said that he lived in Texas the longest, and then North Carolina, and now Visalia is the third. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-1. And I asked him, does that include all of the time that you weren't here in Visalia? You know, you really only are spending 5 to 6 months every year. And he said, yes, that's including the time off. 0-1 to Hilson is a strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-2. And the reason being is his father's in the military, so moved around quite a bit. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, low in the dirt, ball one. Runner on first is Cachel. Hilson at the plate. He is 1-for-3 today. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. Hilson strikes out to end the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning for Norris, but the Giants pick up another two runs. 12-2 heading into the bottom half of the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Music to encourage your family.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
First pitch to Conticello, misses low, ball one. Medina back on the mound. This is his fourth inning of work. Came in relief for Wynja, who was the starter. The pitch to Conticello fouled off behind the plate. It reaches the stands. One, one. Misses low, ball two. Wynja will not be in line for the win. He only threw four innings. The pitch is grounded to the second baseman. Velasquez has it. Throw to first in plenty of time for the first out of the bottom of the eighth. 12-2, Giants lead. This is their largest lead of the series. Johan Benitez bats from the right side. He hit a home run in his second at-bat of the day. It is second home run of the series and of the season with the Rawhide. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Mm-hmm. pitch is swung on and missed again. Time is called by Benitez. Let's take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. We'll do that after this upcoming pitch. O2 popped up, first base side. Higgins going back. It's off his glove in shallow right field. Benitez reaches. That would have been an amazing play by Higgins. So Benitez reaches on a single. Jose Fernandez comes to the plate. So in the Dominican Summer League, Arizona Black team, they fell to the Phillies 18-2. Meanwhile, the red team in the Dominican Summer League fell to the Mets 3-0. The pitch is a strike, count is 0-1. In the Complex League, the red team fell to the Cubs 9-8, and the black team fell to the Guardians 7-6. The pitch, there's a strike on the inside corner. In Hillsboro leads 9-8 in the seventh inning. Amarillo defeated Midland 13-10, and Reno is tied with Tacoma. Only in the second inning they had a weather delay. The 0-2 grounded to the second baseman. Velasquez flips to second, on to first. And inning double play. Fernandez grounds into a 4-6-3 double play to end the eighth. We're going into the ninth. Giants lead by 10. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Top of the ninth inning, batting for San Jose. Left fielder Alexander Suarez.
Alexander Suarez leads it off in the top of the ninth inning. Norris back on the mound for his second inning of work. First pitch swinging as Suarez popped up first base side. Conticello in foul territory can't make the play. I think off the bat he thought it was going to be in the grandstands. Kind of watched it go about 2 feet from the fence, and then all of a sudden he realized it was two steps behind him. And on the playing surface, doesn't make the catch. It's an 0-1 count. Norris did give up two runs in the eighth inning, but neither of them are earned. 0-1 is swung on and missed, strike two. Cold, strike three on the inside corner. Suarez strikes out looking for the first out. Turner Hill now bats from the left side, one down, nobody on. The pitch is fouled off out of play. Infield shifting to the right against Hill. He has driven in three runs for the Giants today. That pitch is low. Count is 0-2. Southpaw delivers. Low in the dirt, ball one. That was the first ball that Norris has thrown. He's thrown four strikes and five pitches in this inning. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Back-to-back K's for Norris. Four strikeouts through 1 2/3 innings for Liam Norris. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. And now Diego Velasquez comes to the plate. He is 3-for-5 today. He's driven in one run with his homer in the sixth. That was his third home run of the season. Here's the pitch. A strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. And the pitch is low in the dirt. 1-1 count. Velasquez today, he has singled twice. He's also hit a home run. The two times he's been retired is when he flied out to center and when he grounded out to short. Remember, this is his first full game back in game one. In his first at-bat, he was hit in his back knee. It was his left knee when he was batting from the left side. Stayed in the game to run, and then they finally pulled him. The pitch misses, high ball, too. I was really surprised they kept him in to begin with. I mean, he was laying on the ground in a lot of pain for a while. And then two nights ago, he was in the lineup. And then he was a late scratch, so late we were not informed that he was no longer in the lineup. 2-1 is fouled off into the pole down the first base side. But today he's back and playing the field. I was curious if they were going to put him in just as a designated hitter. See how he felt running. But he's been the starting second baseman today and has made routine plays. I wouldn't say he's made any spectacular plays today, but he's done his job just fine at second base. Norris delivers the 2-2. It's low in the dirt, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Payoff pitch. Popped up. First base side. This one should reach the grandstands, and it definitely does this time. Still a full count. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Norris strikes out the side. All three strikeouts were looking. Rawhide do trail by 10 as we go into the bottom half of the ninth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Junior Sanabria leads it off for the Rawhide. He's batting from the left side. Bottom of the ninth inning, Rawhide trail by 10. The pitch is a strike. Dylan Cumming is on the mound. New pitcher in relief for Medina. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to the shortstop. Rodriguez sets his feet. The throw to first. One down. Juan Corniel steps to the plate, batting from the left side. Tomorrow's first pitch is at 12 o'clock for our Sunday day game. Every Sunday game is a 12 o'clock first pitch. The pitch is outside ball one. It's also Faith Day at Valley Strong Ballpark, brought to you by Spirit Radio. After the game, there will be a post-game concert in the Kids Corral. 1-0 is grounded to the third baseman. Cachel backs up. He thinks about throwing but decides not to. An infield single for Corniel. The postgame concert in the Kids Corral is by Jordan St. Cyr, presented by the Shawn team as well as Spirit Radio. And then before the game, we have, as a part of our Play Ball weekend, a pregame catch with players on the field, as well as autographs with players, and the first 200 children to sign up for that will get a Wiffle Ball bat and ball set. The pitch to Pena is a strike at the knees. For more information, you can check out our social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also at rawhidebaseball.com. And then after the game, kids run the bases, and players will be instructing you on how to run the bases properly. The pitch is swung on, lined into right center field. Corniel rounding second. He's heading for third. Makes it safely as the center fielder, Hill, gets it into second. Back-to-back singles for the Rawhide. Medina is in line for the win. He threw four innings. The Giants only gave up one run off of four hits. Rojas batting from the left side. Infield at double play depth. The pitch from Cumming is a breaking ball. The pitch is a strike at the knees. No balls, two strikes. So here's the craziest part about all of this. The Rawhide are trailing by 10 runs. They have almost the exact same amount of hits as the Giants. The Giants have 11, the Rawhide have 10. Pitch is fouled off. Granted, the Rawhide do have more errors, three errors, while the Giants have one, but those two errors only caused two unearned runs today. Rather, three errors only caused two unearned runs. The pitch is fouled off. Rojas stays alive. Still an 0-2 count. I mean, today the bats were there. Plenty of hits, just no runs. Swings and misses at the pitch. He strikes out swinging for the second out of the inning, and the Rawhide are down to their final out as Christian Cerda comes to the plate.
Catcher Christian Cerda.
Pitch from Cerda is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. O-2. Breaking ball in there for a strike. I beg your pardon, that was an 0-1 count. Now it's an 0-2 count. And Cerda calls for time. Outside ball one. One-two, tries to check his swing. It's foul, tipped into the glove. Strike three. Cerda disagrees, but he strikes out to end the inning and end the game. Rawhide fall to the Giants by a score of 12-2. They drop game five of the six-game series to the Giants. First pitch will be tomorrow. Again, first pitch is at 12 o'clock for our Sunday day game, for the getaway day. Due up on the mound for the Rawhide will be Billy Corcoran. And on the mound for the Giants is supposed to be Reggie Crawford. We've already seen him this series. He pitched on Tuesday. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for Game 5 of this six-game series. We're not going to have a post-game show today because of the Hummus Republic tennis ball toss. A huge thank you to JT and the crew for manning the cameras, dealing with the graphics. Thank you to First Pitch Entertainment, ownership group of the Rawhide, and all of the Rawhide front office staff. Thank you to Joey Gonzalez for handling innings 4, 5, and 6. One final time, the Giants take down the Rawhide for game 5. 12 runs, 11 hits, they committed an error. The Rawhide, 2 runs, 10 hits, committed 3 errors. Rawhide will try to prevent the sweep tomorrow. First pitch is at 12. We'll be live at 11:55. I'm Joel Guerin signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening.